An update on the injury report. Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate. Antrell Roll, knee, did not participate. Marquise Wilson, foot, did not participate. Bruce Gaston, illness, did not participate. Zach Miller, rib, limited. Pernell McPhee, knee, limited. Kadeem Carey, concussion, full. Martellus Bennett, rib, full. And Kyle Long, neck, full. Any questions?
What happened to Wilson?
I heard his foot last play of practice yesterday.
I think his last play of practice setback. So he's thinking about cutting up one play early.
I wish I could time it out that well.
John, did you mention Matt Forte too?
He's back. He was he missed early. He had a personal thing. He had actually had a child, but he was back at practice.
How does the wide receiver screen game, it looked like it got going on that long drive in the second half at Lambeau. What does that do to stress the defense when it really starts clicking?
Well, I think, you know, like any play, you have to execute it. You know, I think it's a very time-oriented play as far as being on point with the quarterback, the receiver, the whole blocking element, because it is a space play. But it can be a good weapon, you know, when executed.
Coach, how has this run game just kind of developed with dealing with the injuries and shuffling things around? Is it as good as it can be right now?
No. I mean, I think, in this league, you just got to get better every day. And hopefully in tune, that gets you better every week. But whether it's a run game or the pass game, I think, we've been unfortunate. But so have a lot of teams as far as injuries and lineup changes. It seems pretty normal throughout the league this year. But I think our coaches and our players have done a good job reacting to it. And, we're keep plugging along and got another challenge this week against 49ers.
Did you like how Adam kind of split time with Forte and Langford at Green Bay?
It's not a preconceived idea. We've been fortunate that, we've had a couple injuries in that department and guys have stepped in and, and done a good job. Regardless of what the names are, they've done a pretty good job of executing.
John, what are the keys for your run defense this week after the last two?
Well, we haven't been real solid, the last couple of weeks. So it'll be a huge challenge. They're a good run football team. They've got big, experienced offensive line as well as a running back that stepped in and done a heck of a job in Drone. So it'll be a huge challenge, and that's why we play the game.
John, you're facing a coach this week who's in his first year doing it. Mm-hmm. Thinking back to your first year as a head coach, you finished strong that year, right? Aren't there some lessons, or what are some of the lessons that you learned just going through it the first time?
I think like anything, it's when you do something for the first time, it's seems a little longer and harder. I think the more you do it, the better you get. But, I can sympathize. I wasn't real excited about it my very first year. But, we did manage to, I think, won the last four out of our five. And that was helpful and, building some momentum for the next season.
Did you get any good advice back?
It's just, you're kind of winging it, it's just whether it's your job or my job, so you just plug through and, we were able to do that and ended up decent. We were 7-9. We didn't have a winning record. A
couple more for Coach. John, on their offensive line, what has made Staley one of the best in the business for as long as he's been around?
I think he's a real pro. I think obviously he came into the league with some ability. I think that was, how he entered the league as well. But like any guys at this level, if they can have longevity, they're doing a lot right. And part of it's, taking good care of themselves, doing a good job with film study, being able to counterpunch, opponents, which changes up weekly. And so anybody that lasts that long and done as good a job at a high level, you have a lot of respect for.
Coach, I know you never like to look past the next game, but how much can the idea of fighting for a playoff berth help to motivate a team?
I think, again, we are one game at a time mentality. I think to finish strong, we've got to finish this week. And all that stuff takes care of itself. We dug ourselves a hole. We're not real fired up about where we are record-wise right now. But, we don't want to look back and have any regrets either.